Welcome to the Everyman Sports Podcast, the show for fans, by fans. No former pros, no so-called experts, just real passionate fans. From outside on a porch to inside a living room, in the parking lot of a stadium to the dining room table, friends and families chat about their teams, their games, and what makes them cheer. This is Everyman Sports.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Everyman Sports. My name is Chad. I'm the owner-operator of this podcast. Our phone number is 626-427-7678. That's 626-427-7678. With me this week is my dad. How you doing, Dad?
I'm doing great, son.
Great. We haven't been on in a while. It's summertime, so vacation's here.
Plenty to do.
Oh, a lot to do. So, but that doesn't mean that the sports world was slowing down.
No, we keep one eye on it.
That's right. You had the females winning the Women's World Cup early in July.
That was very exciting.
But I loved how it was July 4th was Independence Day.
Right.
And then July 5th. They won the World Cup. I was waiting for something on July 6th to really be like overly patriotic, but it never came.
No, but that was big. And they were extreme. They were much quicker, bigger, faster.
Oh, absolutely.
All that. And they really pressed the action.
Yes.
So, women's basketball, you see a lot of passing, a lot of teamwork. I mean, they were driving to the goal.
Yeah, they really were. And it was a fast onslaught, too.
Yeah.
I mean, a lot, and just the first. Oh, and you know, the poor Japanese goalkeeper. She just what was that one from midfield? And oh, it went right over her head.
That looked like NFL style.
Yeah,
leg.
Yeah, it did. Well, you never know.
That was huge.
Yeah, absolutely.
Talking about that, I was seeing that the Cardinals,
Arizona Cardinals.
Yeah, they have a female linebacker coach who actually played.
Yes.
In arena football?
Either arena football
it
or...
It wasn't lingerie.
No, I know it wasn't the lingerie in football league.
I don't want to disrespect the lingerie girls because that's exciting football.
Mark Rippon's daughter plays there, yeah. But yeah, no, absolutely.
It's not just looks.
No. Well, you've got the female head or coach with the Arizona Cardinals. You've got, I think her name is Becky Harmon. No, Becky in the NBA, the San Antonio Spurs have Harmon or Becky Hammond, I forget. Okay. Apologize the name. But she led the Spurs to the Summer League championship.
Wow.
And
that's
so
strong.
Yes, and so
I know there's been women boxing trainers, so
yeah.
You know.
And of course Ronda Rousey and Misha Tate and Cyborg and all
nothing
those
more
are
popular than that.
Absolutely. So, you know, women rule the world right now.
Yeah. Well, the stud mare. It's been a huge attraction.
True, absolutely. So, and then we also skipped out on, well, we didn't get to talk about the All-Star game. Jacob DeGrom for the Mets really lit it up.
Sure.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I know.
Even people don't cheer the Home Run Derby. I mean, it's like, oh, there's another one. Oops,
although they did make it more exciting.
How?
Because they sped up. You have a certain, you have what, 4 minutes, 5 minutes? But it used to be you hit the ball and then you ogle it. You see, look at that. And
well,
then you
know,
step out and step back in.
I don't think the draw is as big as it used to be. I mean,
no.
I'm a little bit older, but I'm wondering how many guys that I'm thinking of Robbie Canonis and that quote unquote ruined their swing.
Bobby Abreu was the biggest case.
So now I'm thinking, well, maybe the good ones aren't really there.
Well, I don't know, but because if you look in...
Yeah, but is Pujols there?
Pujols did this time around,
okay.
Yes.
He did.
But, I mean, in the past, it used to be Griffey versus Bonds, you know, McGuire, Sosa, you know, all the big names. But that was when it was still, not in its infancy,
it's
but
like
when
slam
it was...
Slam Dunk when it first came out.
Oh, the Slam Dunk contest.
Who wouldn't see it?
Yeah,
Spud Webb.
Oh, absolutely. But now it's just like, oh, he's doing it?
Yeah.
You know, like it's... No, it peaked with Jordan Wilkins, Dominique Wilkins.
Pretty much.
So, but they did.
So that's what's happening with the All-Star.
But they
game.
Added more life to it with the clock. That's that's the big key about
now,
it.
Now DeGrom with
ten pitches,
three strikeouts.
He struck out the side, and he really showed that he's big deal.
And he can field, and he can hit a little bit.
Absolutely,
he's a triple threat.
Yeah, but Mike Trout continued to show that he's the best player in baseball right now.
No doubt. No. Harper's a real...
Harper's good.
22. How about the new guy for the Mets?
Who? Oh, Conforto. Ooh. Yeah, well, the Mets finally decided that after being almost the victim of a perfect game, because I saw it on Twitter,
right.
It was Buster Olney had up a tweet that like, hey, nine more outs and Kershaw's got to – and then the next tweet on my feed was Sandy Alderson given the okay to go spend money. It was just like, this is perfect. You know, this is poetry right here. That this, of course, it is
not a no hitter, perfect game, whatever. Clay Hamels,
Cole Hamels. I mean, he's
last played a game.
Yes. Oh, that
guy misjudged it, didn't he?
He did. Well, and he had a big catch earlier in the game too, yeah, where that was
last out.
Yeah, and
you can't write this.
He was running backwards, and he got all the way to the wall, and he's like, "Oh, it's not all that way far back."
He had to come back,
and he basically tripped forward, and he caught it on the last out of the no hitter on probably Cole Hamels' last. So the Mets finally made moves because it looked they're two games out as currently recording this. They're two games out of first place in the NL East. They've called up Conforto, who I did see at a Trenton Thunder game, and he wasn't too impressive during the game, but that's just one game. Sure. So they called him up, and he's starting to do well. You know, they finally put Kadir on the disabled list because he's been hurting for so long.
Well, he can join the Special Olympics now. Aren't they going on?
Yeah, exactly.
That guy was always something wrong with him.
So that is true. And then they decide to go out and get Juan Uribe and Kelly Johnson from the hated Atlanta Braves.
Right, isn't he like 34, Uribe?
Yeah, but he's a great Uribe. He's a great presence, and he has, you know, playoff, you know, at least pennant race.
Oh, he can get a base hit every now and then? Something the Mets can't do?
True. But he's just a good guy in the clubhouse, they say.
You know, the Mets, to me, like making these moves now, it reminds me of you can't afford it, so you put it on layaway. So what, he finally got enough to go out and get a couple of people?
That's what it seems like.
Did Bernie Madoff hurt him that bad?
From what they said, although I heard somebody say that they can only do this now because Wright's insurance check came through. Because, you know, with the spinal stenosis, this is a medical condition.
Boss always says, you know, his boat payment is late. You know, he can't give you a raise. You're not buying this, are you, son?
No. Not totally. But at least finally, Alderson's been given the okay. All right, let's do something. Because we could potentially have next year, if we get rid of all the veterans, Bartolo Colon and Nice and G. Okay, well, don't resign him, whatever. You could have next year. This is next year, mind you. DeGrom, Harvey.
Hold on.
Syndergaard, Mats, and Wheeler when he comes back. That's five-man rotation.
Oh, Mats, I haven't seen him lately.
Well, that's because he's got an oblique. He's got a strain in his back. He's going to come back in a week or two or something like that. But I'm just saying next year, we could have the potential to have five major league starters, a rotation, based completely out of our minor league system.
And then they can lose how many games? 1-0?
Well, but can you use that money that you save on Nice and G and Bartolo Colon and go buy somebody? But here's the other thing.
That probably will happen.
I know. Oh, I would like to think so. It all depends what happens.
Keep it close.
Oh yeah,
because I mean, one thing about doing poorly, whether it's a stock on Wall Street or professional athlete, there's a lot of upside.
That's very true.
So you know, when you buy them high, there's not much left.
And there's a lot of upside with this Mets.
Oh yeah, right. Well, knowing also that Sandy's from Oakland, and you know they have a tradition of getting things on the cheap.
That's right.
So hopefully he's doing his homework.
Well, speaking of which, the Mets also made a deal yesterday, as of this recording. They made a deal with the Athletics to get Tyler Clippard, who used to be a Nationals closer. He was a Yankees pitcher back in the day. He came up with them. They got him as a back-of-the-bullpen type guy. He's been a closer out there in Oakland, and he's good against lefties. He's a right-handed pitcher, very good against lefties. And we didn't give up too much. We gave an A. A single A pitcher who's doesn't have a great upside, but he's pretty good. So I think Billy Bean took it he took it easy on his mentor. You know,
that's a good point.
That is.
I'm talking about things that are recent. The Mets reliever, can they find some money to get sweep him off to rehab? Or
I believe
what happens to these guys? They get a suspension and then they what?
I believe you're talking about Henry Mejia, who as only an hour before this recording was a second failed drug test for performing enhancing drugs.
Is that called addict?
Probably. Well, he was suspended 80 games, and now he's suspended a full 162 games.
They won't tell us what drug.
No, they'll come up with that later. if I can find out real quick.
What, he, do you go to Starbucks like three times in a day?
No.
Like, what does it take to?
No. He didn't
have stuff. Is he doing?
He didn't have poppy seed bagels. Don't worry about that. So this time it's both the drug. Well, his first suspension was for Stanzolo. Stanozolo?
Yeah.
That's before we answer. This time it's Stanozolo and Bolidono. So two drugs. So the first one he got for one drug. Right. And the second time it's the same drug plus another drug.
So he got twice as much time.
Well,
so that works out.
Well,
perfect.
That's because your second that suspension is perfect. A full season or 162 games. Right. So now it's a good thing that we got this Clipper deal done.
Well, that tells me that they knew going in this could happen.
Not necessarily. Well, but here's the thing.
I think they're...
Mets were to make the playoffs,
right,
Henry Mejia, because he was suspended during the season, would right. not be eligible for the postseason.
Well, then good riddance.
Right. But what I'm saying is having him there would have helped get us to the playoffs. And now it's like, all right, it's like Michael Collins with the Apollo 11. All right, you stay there and make sure the ship doesn't crash. We're going down to the... We're going down to the surface. You just
right.
you just put the car in idle.
Yeah, well, you need somebody to dial 911.
So, you know, Mejia would have been great to have gotten us to play. Yeah. All right,
but
you hang out here.
But it's a piece of the puzzle that wasn't there, so you've been working.
That is true. That is true. He's only been back for about 2 weeks.
So now he's a negative example.
Yeah. Yeah, he is. And it's, so, you know, it's a shame because he was our, he's been
but
our
now
close.
People are going to wonder, well, why? You know, people always want to know the why. Like, why would he do it? How does he do it?
He might be addicted.
Well,
it might
well,
be. Man,
I'm trying to think of his pitcher for it was Steve for the
Oh, Yankees. Steve Howe.
Steve Howe. I remember the interview with him, and I believe I'm recalling it correctly, where he said nobody could speak to him because the people that were telling him that he shouldn't be doing this didn't have what he had.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And so. He thought he could afford to be this way.
Yeah.
So, and it, you know, it's sad because...
yeah, it ended... I mean, you know, he died in a car crash. I forget if...
Is that true?
Oh, yes. This was mid-90s. But he had a promising career with the Dodgers, and the Yankees took a flight.
He was dynamite.
Yeah.
And he was likable.
Yes, he was. Yeah. It's unfortunate. So, I mean...
That's a lesson to everyone. Right?
Absolutely.
Moderation.
That's right.
So, one at a time with these drugs.
Yeah, exactly. So the Mets were able to make deals, which has been great. They finally opened up their wallet, and a lot of deals have been going through. Because usually it's the trade deadline; all the big names move like at the 11th hour on the trading deadline, which is there.
Makes sense.
But I mean, this is up to a week before. Listen to these names: Johnny Cueto had just went from the Reds to the Royals. You got Wander Uribe,
yeah.
Mets got Clipper. The Mets got Shane Victorino goes to the Angels from the Red Sox.
Well, I heard a little bit of his interview saying how they gave him a chance, and then he just started blubbering.
Yeah,
and, I heard Wander Wolf say, "There's no crying in baseball." This guy's blubbering at the press conference.
Well, I mean,
what a thankful individual.
Well, I mean, he was, you know.
There are not many of the guys like that.
No.
That's real love for the
team. No, and he said he's retiring. I forget what his walk-up song is, but he's retiring it in honor of his time in Boston.
So now this is big time.
No, this is big. Well, I mean, he won a second World Series with them after. I mean,
he's a hustler.
Oh, he's good. They call him the Fly in Hawaiian, but he gets to go back to the West Coast. I think that's it. And he started off with the Dodgers.
That's a great story.
Absolutely. So him, Troy Tulowitzki. Finally got moved. He got moved to the Jays, which was a big deal.
Is that a big salary guy?
He's a very big salary guy. The Mets have been trying to get him for years. Right. I mean, he's got a contract till...
Well, he's close. He's in Toronto now.
Yeah.
He's not too far from New York.
But they traded him for Reyes, which...
Yeah, I did see that.
It does have a weird... It's a little weird. It's a salary dump for a salary dump, because
well,
Reyes...
I remember what both when Wright and...
Reyes. They both signed their deals.
Together.
You yeah,
know, came up with the Mets, and you know, I mean, we had discussions at that time who was going to be the, you know, have the better career, and
right.
So I mean, as a Met, I mean, it's not even close.
No, it's right. I mean, yeah, Wright owns.
Yeah,
a lot
so
of
what
the
I mean, what did Reyes not do that
Wright did?
Yeah,
hit home runs. That's the only thing. Also, he didn't sign somewhere else. I mean, Wright's still on his.
But that wasn't his choice. Well, it was his choice.
That was his choice.
He went to the Marlins.
Yeah, he went to Marlins because he wanted to be closer to the Dominican, and he wanted to.
Look,
you leave New York. You leave New York.
I thought this was a reaction sport.
Well, he goes down to Miami, and I'm sorry, but you get what you deserve. You sign with Jeffrey Loria in the Marlins, and then after one season, they trade him up to Toronto, and now he's out in Colorado. So I'm sorry.
Right.
This is what you get for leaving. And a lot of people are saying we wish that we had Reyes back, but he's not that much better than even Tejada right now. He's been helped because he had a great lineup in Toronto.
I wish we'd get a replacement for all those guys.
I know. But Tulowitzki goes to the Blue Jays. The Blue Jays can mash. Joey Bautista, who's been a multi-time home run champ. Edwin Encarnacion, all he does is hit home runs or strike out. Sure. And Josh Donaldson
expecting this Toronto team to win. The owner is like super rich.
He owns Rogers Communication.
How good
is it? Is Canada's team.
I know. They should do something.
Well, that's what they're trying.
From Canada, which made me think of Martinez. It brings me to the Hall of Fame.
The Hall of Fame, absolutely.
Yeah. So what about Martinez? I mean, that wasn't a big guy. It's not like he was 6'3".
No.
He had 240.
No, but he had electric stuff. And he has long fingers. Yeah. And he'll always show you how the ball – his fingers bend back.
I've seen that.
Long fingers, so it gets a last-second snap.
He's been doing pretty good, marketing himself.
Sure. Well, the great thing about him was – he loved the game, and he had fun. When it wasn't his day to pitch, he would be the one giving shoulder rubs to the pitcher and all this stuff.
He's the one that was punching on the old guy from the Yankees?
He didn't punch on him. He olayed him. Zimmerman? Well, here comes Zimmerman running at him. Why, you son of a... And he's running.
He's got a plate in his head.
Yeah. But so here comes...
Advantage Zimmer so far.
So here comes, you know, he's old. He was in his, I believe, his 70s.
Yeah, he was out of place. He should have got back on the porch.
Yes! He's running as fast as he can. Yeah. So what is Pedro... Okay, hit me.
Right.
Or step out of the way. If he steps out of the way, Zimmerman's going to come at you with a fist.
Sure, right.
Okay, so what is he going to... I'm going to grab you by the head. And he tried to...
He laid him down like a baby.
It wasn't as bad as people say. It wasn't as bad.
It's not Johnny Roseboro.
No, but...
Colin Marichal.
No. There was no bats involved. Right. Yes, and then the joke came, you know, the Yankees gave him that war helmet, you know, the hard hats.
Right, it was all theater.
Yeah, so everybody had fun. But, you know, Pedro delivered them a World Series.
Yeah. I liked him. I liked, you know, you had to like him. And he was good at what he did.
Randy Johnson was
a righty Guidry.
Yeah, I could see that. Absolutely.
You know, not big in stature, big weight, height, and all that stuff. But, he could pitch, and he had tenacity, too.
Absolutely. Pedro was a headhunter very early in his career.
I'm just saying, he's a little bit old school.
Oh, absolutely he is. Absolutely he is.
Now, of course, the guy that's 6'10".
Oh, Randy. The big unit, Johnson.
The big unit. He's an interesting citizen, right? He's working the USO tours and, you know, helps military stuff. And he's just a good guy.
Yeah, he's doing his photography stuff now.
Very loyal.
Oh, individual. Absolutely. Yeah, he's big. So not just in stature, but also in heart. And,
No doubt about it.
I know they...
And the other one was?
Well, John Smoltz. The only man in the Hall of Fame with 250 wins and 150 saves. Eckersley's got 200 wins and 200
wins.
Saves.
Is that over 100 wins versus losses?
That
was a dynasty, but the Braves don't have the hardware.
No, they only have one. Like 14
so they
straight.
They were like the Buffalo Bills of baseball?
Yeah, and unfortunately, the Yankees are looked at as the team of the 90s because they've got...
Well, I guess so.
They had three World Series in the 90s, which is hard to believe when you say, who's the team of the 90s?
How many championships?
27 of them.
Oh, okay. So you can spend leagues. That's enough to spread around.
That's true. John Smoltz.
And they're leading by five or more.
Right? Yeah, exactly. John Smoltz had 213 wins and 155 losses.
Ooh.
So.
That's still huge.
That's huge. Very and huge. He's got.
So I wonder if that.
So 200 wins, and he has. How many saves? Hold on. 154 saves. So 200 wins, 155 saves.
I want to compare that with...
Who? I'll pull
Guidry.
It up. No, Smoltz with Guidry or Martinez with...
Yeah, weren't they both lefties?
No, Smoltz was a righty. You're thinking of Glavin.
Oh, Glavin. That's right.
I'll pull up Guidry real quick.
Yeah, I'm talking about wins and losses.
Wins and losses. Well, he had a... Well, Guidry was 170 and 91.
Hey.
So that was close.
So that's kind of similar to those two, no?
Absolutely. I'll pull up Pedro real quick.
He had 100. What did you say?
Who?
Yeah.
100 saves.
Yeah.
150 saves, I should be, to be specific.
Huge.
That's absolutely big.
And you know the ego thing. He didn't have to start.
Oh, Smoltz, no.
Well, there's a lot of people that can lead, sing, and then a lot fewer can go back in the choir.
True. 219 wins with 100 losses for Pedro.
More than
100 wins and losses.
That's superstar.
That is, in your mind, yeah. And you're right. He was...
A few can reach that.
No. And he, I mean, he yeah, did it so, so well for
is,
so long.
Is as many wins as losses.
Right. And Johnson had 303 wins and 166 losses. So there again.
Oh, they're the best.
There you go. Also, Craig Biggio made it in, lest we not forget.
He was from
Houston.
Yeah.
He was the former catcher turned second baseman turned center fielder later in his career. 300
he was
hits.
Mr. Houston.
I
think all time. Right? Who else? Wynn? Tony Gwynn?
For Houston?
Didn't he play with the Astros?
No. Tony Gwynn played with the... Are you thinking of Jimmy Wynn?
Oh, Jimmy Wynn.
Jerry, the toy cannon?
Yes.
But no, I would not consider... It's Bagwell and Biggio.
Bagwell.
Those are Mr. Astros.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, Biggio from Seton Hall. He went to Seton Hall with...
Sweet.
Who else was on that team? I remember this. It was Craig Biggio, Mo Vaughn. College. Don't forget, this was college.
Last time I saw Mo Vaughn, he was in a Met dugout with a 3-foot hero.
With the Mo Vaughn, the gluttonous sandwich, the Mo Vaughn. I got to look up what was on the Mo Vaughn.
Baseball.
That, I love it. That is true. So, yeah, so they were coming down into the trading deadline's going to happen. Yeah. The Nationals are getting a closer. The Royals also picked up another second baseman, Ben Zobrist, who was the big guy.
Well, the Nationals, I think, are squandered. They have the most, producing the least. I mean, they have a lot of talent. But, a lot of injuries. But some of these guys are coming back.
Yeah.
Talking about coming back, NFL.
Very soon, yeah. Training camp's going to start. Right? Yes, absolutely. Camp. Oh, by the way, if I may, going back to the Mo Vaughn sandwich.
Yes.
Okay. Two slices of rye bread, corned beef, spiced pastrami, turkey, and cheese. I'm sure piled high. But no ham, so don't worry. And that was at the Carnegie Deli. So moving on to the NFL. Yeah, NFL, the training camp's going to start really soon. But before training camp... How about the big news that just came down today?
That
Brady was indeed held his the upholding of his 4-game suspension.
Well, I think you had to do it. First of all, what are you waiting for now for?
What do you mean?
What just happened in February?
They probably wanted to get it as close. They wanted to.
Probably they need. This is not.
Well, because also Brady gave the go-ahead for the Players Association. No, I know it's ridiculous.
He gives the go-ahead. Who is he? He's the
because they do it in his name.
The inmates are running the institution.
No, because it has to be in his name that he's going forward with the lawsuit. You know, taking it outside the NFL to the courts.
In a world which popular is transparency, they said they were going to be transparent.
I agree.
Right, and they're dragging their feet forever. And the guy, I mean, there's no doubt he was guilty.
Yes. Yes, he was. Yeah. Look, he holds...
But he wanted a fine, not the time.
Yeah.
Well, then wealthy people would never be imprisoned.
Good point.
So,
but between... The only other person that holds the ball more than the quarterback in the NFL is the center. The center's not really going to notice. And he's not going to say anything. So the quarterback...
Of course he's not going to say anything.
Of course he's not going to say anything.
Isn't it easier to squeeze it if it's got a little air out of it?
Yeah, of course. What does he care? I'm just holding it and I'm going to put it. And then Brady's the one who throws it. Brady's the one who's handed off. It's been done to death that they looked at all the stats.
But now in the actual case of performance.
Right.
I think he was 9 for 9 in the second half.
Of the Super Bowl? Or of the...
Of the championship game where they said he was doing that. So, I mean, it really didn't matter.
No.
But it's a matter of him getting his preference and being able to manipulate the system.
Oh, absolutely.
At a very high level. And then other people are getting penalized.
Damn. You know,
all kinds of games.
Right. When you play fast and loose with the rules.
See, when you're a monopoly, you don't have to worry about the integrity of the game, apparently.
Oh, yeah.
Because there is no competition. And this is what's wrong.
Yeah, it's true.
Imagine if they only made one kind of car in the world. That thing would be breaking down all the time.
Now, when you say that, do you mean the Patriots specifically or the NFL in general? Well, that's true, yeah.
It's a monopoly.
Oh, the NFL absolutely is
one of them. The head of it is...
He's paid by the owners. He's hired by the owners.
And he makes Over 40 million.
A lot.
Tax free.
Yeah.
Because it's a nonprofit organization. This is all true.
I agree. And it's ridiculous.
Income inequality.
Believe me, I am.
It's billionaires paying millionaires.
That's true. Somebody had up a photo that said, you know, our thoughts are with you, Tom Brady, as you get to sit out those four games sitting in a giant mansion with a supermodel wife. Our thoughts and prayers, thoughts and prayers. So, but I mean, you know, even without the cell phone stuff, because that's conjecture, honestly.
No.
Yeah, because, you know, I always destroy my cell phones.
But remember, every gunfighter is looking for an edge.
Absolutely.
Every gambler is looking for an edge.
That's right.
So when you get that close to...
When you get caught with an ace up your sleeve, you shouldn't be allowed back at the table, or you should at least get a gun.
That's why most of them sit with their back to the wall.
True. But I mean, this is a team that Spygate, now Deflategate, and even if it was a rumor, the fact that it existed, that somebody said, oh yeah, we taped the walkthroughs at the Super Bowl.
But then they see it as piling on.
Well, then don't do it.
Well, don't get caught. They're
don't get caught. And it just, it's ridiculous. And
the truth be told, you didn't see quarterbacks coming to his rescue because allegedly they all do it.
Allegedly, sure.
I mean, throughout time.
But nobody likes Tom Brady unless you are a Patriots fan. There's nobody in the middle, you know.
Right.
And they're going to go to outside the court. They're going to go to outside courts. Fan, like, nobody is going to be okay with this. And you're not going to, it's not going to look good for you, Tom Brady. It's not going to look good. It's ridiculous.
Truthfully, I think it's going to be dismissed.
I hope it is. And I hope it's a Jet fan. who's the judge? Or a Giant fan. Well, somebody who's like, and as a Giant season ticket holder.
The public view of it has already dismissed this.
It has.
Is that he's so good that they hate me. You know, it's like hating the pretty girl.
Yeah.
You know, like, it's like sport.
Yes.
You know, but you wish you were her. If you're a fan.
Oh, I wish I had the coach. I had the coach for a minute. He was the HC of NYJ. Right. And then he got out of that. So, anyway. So training camp's going to start really soon.
Right.
For a lot of the teams.
Sure, we're going to try to piece a roster together here. And then we're going to wait to, of course, like NASCAR, see what train wrecks happen, what car crashes. In other words, which guy in shorts that made a sharp left turn is no longer physically able to perform.
And then there's going to be the ones,
injuries are out there.
And then there's going to be, he blew out his knee.
Well, that type of thing. That's what I'm saying.
The first week. Bring him back here.
Right.
Give him back that.
So you shuffle the deck and
that's right.
You know, pick a card. So, and then we'll see the so-called rookie bust and cut list. And, that'll tell us that the summer's over.
Yeah.
Back to work.
And then once you get the preseason games going, that'll be fun. But you only get your local games.
Yeah.
How it works. The Everyman Sports Season 2 Fantasy Football League is starting up soon. We've got just waiting for everybody to pile in, but
I wanted to ask you, did the wife beat you out last year?
Yes, she won. She won the title.
I just wanted you
not
to
because
to
of
that,
me.
Because you go, girl.
You, the only thing I did was I gave advice. It was her first year playing.
Well, it's not about you this time.
No, it's not. Although I will want to win.
Of course.
We changed things up a little bit.
Will you get some advice from her?
No. I'm sorry, but no. Hey.
You want to do it on your own?
I'll still give her advice. I've been doing this since 2001.
Right.
So, not to say I'm better than anybody.
Well, it's true. Behind every good woman, there is a good man.
I think in this case, it might be the other way around. So this season in the Fantasy League, I'm doing starting two kickers.
Well, you are.
Yes.
Oh, you know, getting back to it, I think your sister's going to need some advice.
I can help out.
She's going to be getting involved.
Sure, I know. My sister's going to be doing her own Fantasy League. With whoever they're doing it with, so yeah, I can give advice. I like to give advice. And if anybody out there has advice, you're more than welcome to call the show and give any advice or any views you would like to do. Also in baseball, we were talking about the Angels and the Astros. The Astros, the possibility of them making the playoffs has to push a Taylor Swift concert off. Because it was going to be held at Minute Maid Park, so I thought that was
well. I wouldn't fun. Push her off too much. She already beat Apple in China.
Yes, that's right.
So, you know, she's forced to be dealt with.
That's right. Absolutely. So it's, you know, I'm just the baseball season. That's what it's all about right now. The Mets are playing meaningful baseball. The Yankees are running away, pretty much running away with the division.
I've got one eye on football because it's still more popular.
Oh, absolutely. It's more popular, but I can't get into, I need that first preseason game. Then I can go, I'm all in. Mm. And you know what, especially as a Met fan, having the Mets who are currently up 2-0, top of the seventh against the Padres, but that's not saying much.
A win's a win.
A win's a win, absolutely. So, you know, having the Mets in it, that's where my focus is.
Oh, yeah.
Until that first preseason game, then it's split. And it all depends how close
the base is. In September, you're going to be loving it. The Jets will be starting with a new coach.
Yes.
If the Mets stay close, that means they're in it. Because they're not mathematically going to be eliminated unless they get ugly quick.
No. And currently Miami is 2-1 over the Nats. And we just need them to lose. The Nats also, like I said, got Jonathan Papelbon, the Phillies closer, they got their help now. But they don't have enough offense. They've had a lot of injuries. A lot of injuries. Younel Escobar, who basically looked like Noah Syndergaard, threw a curveball.
They're hanging around like the Mets, right?
Yeah.
You got to take advantage of this.
That's right. No, they do because, again, you've got all this young pitching. And you can't beat it. That's right. As my son joins the program here for a moment. Yes, as he's all sleepy and walking around, rubbing his head. So yeah, it's going to be a big deal for the Mets.
Yeah,
big deal. Just for the city, because the whole thing at the beginning of the season was take back, because it looked like the Yankees were going to be a little bit less than, but not apparently. So we got to try and take back the city.
The Yankees are like 5-6 games ahead.
Yeah.
Yeah. It looks like they're going to coast to the
world. They absolutely are. And the Royals don't want to lose. That's right. Thank you.
Hi, Connor.
They had three straight seasons where the Royals played the Yankees in the ALCS, 76, 77, 78, right. And they lost all three of those seasons.
Right.
So the last thing that the Royals want is to see the
Another
Yankees.
Another third baseman cork their bat.
Can we just talk about how good Alex Rodriguez has been this season? You can't say he's on the juice.
That is fantastic. He's 40.
Yes.
No ring rust.
No.
Right? No complaining.
No.
No grabbing a spotlight, just going out there and performing. I think Americans love a story like that. The comeback kid.
Yeah.
You know.
No, they do.
He either right it or wrong, or he's way ahead on the doping schedule.
And the fact that, because don't forget, this was a guy who was good to be. That's right. This is a guy who was good to begin with. Like he was he only took it because he felt that he needed to because of the giant contract. No, I understand. Look, I understand.
Please, stop.
All the pressure, I understand that.
It's obvious he didn't.
But still, he was good to begin with. He added to it with, the juice. But now he's back without it, and he's showing how good he is. If this doesn't show you that he should be in the Hall of Fame, then nothing will.
Oh, definitely. But he's shown character. He's shown poise, class, the things that it looked like he didn't have.
They made a deal with that. They made a deal with the money for his
The home run thing.
Yeah, the home
didn't
run.
Make, yeah, no. I mean, hey, kudos to him.
Yeah, so all that money went to charity and all that stuff. So they figured it out.
I think it's great. Because all you have left when you're done is your word.
Yeah, or your name.
Your reputation.
Give me my name. Leave me my name. Yeah, that's right. You can't take the money with you. So thank you very much for joining me again, Dan.
Anytime.
Our number is 626-427-7678. That's 626-427-7678. You can also follow us on Twitter, Everyman Sports. When I don't record, I always leave a little something. Dad, we'll see you soon.
Absolutely.
And take a listen, follow me, and we'll talk. Give us a call, and we'll talk all about the sports. So, Andrew, please, if you will, take it away.
This has been another episode of Everyman Sports. The show's music is Cold Funk by Kevin MacLeod and is licensed under CC Attribution 3.0. Everyman Sports can be found on Facebook.com, where you can like it to receive updates and news. Visit Everyman Sports in the iTunes Store to leave a review of the show. Also, visit everymansports.podbean.com directly to comment and support. Everyman Sports can be contacted directly at everymansports@gmail.com.